Sometimes cats exhibit a behavior that just seems kooky. Like she'll use her litter box for number one, but not for number two. This can be very perplexing for cat parents. Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal says most of the time when a pet poos outside the box, it's sending you a message. And that message is not, I'm an evil cat genius that's just trying to drive you bonkers.
Don't discipline your animal because you think that it sat around with these Einsteinian thought mechanisms and determined how much trouble it's in. It's not that complicated, and they're not that complicated. I mean, they're very intelligent, but they're not thinking around the box on stuff like this, literally. Do you like that? That was a good pun on the topic, right?
Very good.
And it's a lot of times a response to stress, for example. Probably the most common reason we see cats going outside of the box. Two reasons. One is the whole cat's social infrastructure, multiple cat households. It's the most common, sort of the same thing with it urinating too, defecating out of the box because there's a dominant cat that owns all of the litter boxes and the submissive cats are very scared to go into those litter boxes. Think about where you often tuck those litter boxes, into corners, into small rooms, obviously out of the way. You're not trying to show off your cat's litter box when company comes over. But if you're a cat dealing with another cat in a household and cat social structures can be ghostly. We'll hear a lot of people say, well, we don't have that in our house. There's not a dominant cat or submissive cat. There is. 100% there is, whether you see it or not, there is. And it's just that some of those cats get along fine, while other cats, it's really stressful on the submissive cat. And that rule about, well, if you have two cats, get three litter boxes. If you have three cats, get four litter boxes. You can have 28 litter boxes. if the dominant cat is intimidating the submissive cat, all 28 boxes belong to the dominant cat. And that's going to make that cat very anxious about going into that litter box and defecating.
Or what do I deal with? Do I deal with the dominant cat or do I deal with the submissive cat?
Well, that's a great question. A couple things there. We generally try to do a couple things. One is placement of boxes that are easy in and easy out so the cat can get in and out of them without having to negotiate a small doorway, a corner, something that makes noise like a dryer or washer. Anything that's going to make them feel like they're going to be able to be contained or restrained by the position of the box, that's going to make them anxious about using it. So if we have a repeat offender, there's a kitty cat that's clearly, and again, it does happen in single cat households also. If we feel that there's a social element to the inappropriate elimination, then we like to take the cat that might be submissive and try to find a place for it that it's only... That's its room. That's it. A bedroom, a big bathroom with a window, you know, some place that the other cats aren't allowed into. That is that cat's room and that cat's room alone, and a brand new litter box that's never been used by anybody that start with that cat. The other cats aren't allowed in the room. Now, the submissive cat's allowed out of the room. You can definitely let that cat have access, free access to the house.
But the other cats aren't allowed into that cat's room.
Don't let the other cats into the room, and that becomes that cat's room. And it's sort of like crate training a dog. When that cat's confined and there's a big litter box yelling at it over there in the corner, we tend to see them start using the litter box. There's been extreme cases where people have suggested actually kenneling cats with their litter boxes to get them used to using them again. I think you're offsetting. On the one hand, you're trying to eliminate the stress, the social stress that's coming with the habit. So the more you confine them tighter and smaller, you're increasing the access stress of the cat wanting to be with the owners. And so you got to balance it. The other thing to look for is any sort of health issues associated with defecation. So cats eat a lot of hair, and without question, they can get a fecal mass that's like a rock coming out. I mean, it's probably not very pleasant to pass. And there's some suspicion that when this first starts happening, cats have anal glands like dogs do, if their anal glands are bothering them or irritating them, a lot different checking a cat's anal glands than a dog's anal glands. We don't usually put on Kevlar when we check a dog's anal glands. We usually look like King Arthur when we put on check a cat's anal glands. Checking for any sort of comfort issues that the kitty cat may be having back there. Passing hard feces, which is just a matter of adding cat laxative. Trying to soften that stool a little bit with diet or with cat laxatives. But we think that they might associate the location with the pain. They aren't, again, cats aren't sitting there going, wow, my fecal masses are rock hard and this really hurts. I got to go tell my owner to get cat laxative. They don't know why it hurts. They just know it hurts. And they can associate it with the location that they're defecating. And that may become an avoidance issue, that they stop using the box because they think that's the source of the pain. So they start going, they look for their second favorite textures, which a lot of times are going to be owner associated stuff, piles of clothes, that soft towel and floor mat in the bathroom.
Yeah,
those are all sort of favorites because they're real texture oriented when they eliminate. So a couple of things to focus on. If your cat's pooping out of the box and there's another cat in the household, we would strongly recommend taking the social approach to it. If you have a cat that's by itself pooping out of the box, then it's more an issue of, again, looking at where the litter boxes are placed. Is there other things that stress the kitty cat out? Does it have behavioral issues to begin with? So if it is...
Are we the problem sometimes?
And sometimes are humans the problem? Some of these cats that are doing what you described, only cats in the household, don't want to use the litter box, they also sometimes will have funny handling characteristics, like purring and nuzzling and then biting you and jumping off your lap for no reason after they're clearly seeking attention and contact, and then you start petting them and then they just sort of go meow, and they jump off your lap.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing wise, look for in just a broad spectrum behavioral issue in cats is if they had to go through a bottle feeding stage, if they were so young when they were acquired or found by a rescue or whatever, and then bottle fed into kitten on its own food and diet, there's something really, really important during that phase that having the mom with them prevents behavioral disorders as they get older.
Wow.
We will see a pretty strong relationship between cats who are kind of wigged out, sort of have some whacked out behavioral characteristics and were bottle fed.
Cats can have mommy issues.
It's a significant mommy issue, and we really don't know what is going on there. I mean, physically, they do fine. They have an immune system. They are nutritionally sound. They are mechanically sound. They're healthy. But behaviorally, they're just a little bit quirky, and it has something to do with some window in there between being completely dependent on the mom and getting weaned. And if they're weaned, if their weaning takes place without their mom around, then those cats can be predisposed to some behavioral issues, in our opinion.
That's Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal. If your cat's new number one place to go number two is your UGG slippers or the bathroom rug, don't hesitate to get your pet to the vet for a checkup. And while you're at it, take along a stool sample. The cat's, not yours. Now, if you're hoping to add a feline friend to your life, you'd do well to consider the Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Esmeralda. This one-year-old domestic kitty has a soft, silky coat of white fur. She sports a golden mask and ears and loves blinking inscrutably with her big blue eyes. Esmeralda would love to join you on the sofa to watch the Great British Baking Show, demonstrating her award-winning kneading technique when you pet her. You can find Esmeralda at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. I'm Laura Kennedy.